jam. Yeah, I think I'm going to go down here into the Sumi vault one more time. Come down here and see if I can find some of the early stuff that I recorded in the basement on Stanton Street. That was the first studio. Did a whole lot in the basement. In fact, Bill Taylor and me and Sherwoods and a whole lot of people recorded a bunch of things. In fact, I managed to get us evicted from that. It was a duplex because of the recordings and the loud sounds coming from next door. Turned out the duplex, the other half of the duplex, was owned by a lady who owned ours, and so we were renting from her, and so she just finally decided she had enough of this rock and roll music. Maybe some of this stuff is behind this door here. Oops, wrong door. I believe this is where those old songs are. Let's see if we can find a few. Here's one. Let me dust it off. Yeah, there was this kind of a rock and roll idol on the east side of town. His name is David Hayes. Came over to our basement studio and recorded this song called Standing by My Window. This is about 1965, maybe 66. Well, David did this one song and then decided that he didn't want to put out a record. But I've got another one here. I think it's kind of interesting. In a way, the concept was way ahead of its time. It's a group called the Embers, and the name of the song was Skateboard Surfing. Admit that it has kind of an archival quality to it. It sounds like it was recorded back in the early 60s, and well, it was. All we had was a two-track tape recorder and four concrete walls and a concrete floor and a Fender reverb. Here's one of my favorites. It was a group called the Christmas Sisters. So this is Millie Christmas doing an old Motown song.
Thank you.
Well, look what I found here. I found Sumi Records' first release. It was called Come On Charlie, a country record that was put out by Eddie Taylor. It was actually Bill Taylor, but he changed his name to Eddie Taylor for this release. And here it is.
Well, come on, Charlie, and let's get going. It's Saturday night again. If you shake a leg, we're gonna be at old Joe's. We're bound to 4 to 10. So let's move on out. We're gonna stomp and shout into that old place down. Ain't no gal safe in the whole darn place. We go out on the town. Well, come on, Charlie, put your best shirt on and let's be on our way. All the girls are waiting for us at Joe's, probably been there all day. So we'll save the world for every girl and then pin to the ground. Ain't no one can stop us blowing our top when we go out on the town. Oh, I'm flipping green, Charlie. Dancing with old Buck Gal. And here he comes, looking better than, well, I don't think he's our pal. Well, the glass is crashing and red light flashing and things don't look too well. Yeah, tell me, old buddy, why don't we dance every Saturday night as well? Now the boss is gonna be here early in the morning and he's gonna bail us out. And all the way back to the cotton mill, we'll listen to him shout. Then we'll say,
what a hoot. Here's the other side. It was called Lonesome Tears.
Lonesome Tears.
That's got some history to it in a way, you know. That's the first Sumi releases. Well, here's one that we did. It was a novelty number. My best friend's name was Freddie Bornstein, and he had wrote some really crazy little songs, so we recorded this one. It's called Lampshades.
hide who's under, it's a me. On one dark and stormy night, been flagging without to fly a kite. The lightning struck and hit the string, made old men to really sing. Sing lamp shade, turn on the light, who's under, it's a me. You bought a lamp shade. It's a me. It's a me, you bought a lamp shade, lamp shade. Turn on the light, who's under, it's a me, you bought.
Word Jam 38.